Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Did I read... Have I read this correctly? I'm sure I read a story that they've invented a machine in Japan where it's like a sort of a headset. It looks like a colander. Jeez, when was the last time you said the word colander? Looks like a colander with wires and it's connected to a computer, and you put it on your head and somebody else next to you puts it on their head. Then you fall asleep and then you meet up in the same dream. That is insane. Is Jamie for me? And why is he over on that side? Jeez, it's going to be one of those nights. Good evening, James. Jamie.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. What would you like to say?
I wanted a game of iPod roulette, but I just realised my iPod's out of battery, so...
Or you just realised that you're a massive pussy and that I would destroy you. That's what you've realised, boy, isn't it?
Well, hang on a minute, because I can go and get my iPad if you just wait 1 second.
How many songs have you got on an iPad?
Oh, not that many.
Well, then it doesn't count as a game of
iPod.
Well,
I'm willing to take the risk.
Well, no, but by having fewer tracks, you stand a better chance of winning. You still won't beat me at iPod roulette because I'm the master. But you could have three tracks on there, and it could be Day Tripper, Daydream Believer, and Electric Dreams, and then those are pretty hard hands to beat.
Yeah, my music tastes not that great. So. No.
Well, go and get it then. Let's do it. Let's do this.
Right, I've got it up here. Let's get music up. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Right, okay. We need an independent witness. Let me get CJ.
Hiya.
Why did you do a picture of fire coming out of my arse today using Good Morning Britain images that you've broken the copyright on?
Well, I thought the fire could come out your fist, but I thought, no, put it out of his arse.
You've broken copyright and you've libelled my anus. So you expect to hear from ITV's lawyers and my lawyers.
Well, I am ready for them.
Okay,
they can
right.
Come at me.
Okay, well, but before I drag you through the courts at great expense to yourself...
Absolutely.
We're going to play iPod roulette. You're going to be the judge, okay?
Yep.
So the way it works is Jamie and I will set our music MP3 players to shuffle... So songs will come up randomly. You have to play the song that comes up. You've got, it's one pass. You've got one pass. And
one.
We have to see who's got the best song. Jamie, why don't you go first, mate?
Oh, okay, right.
Don't say you're the one that wanted to do this.
I know, but this is going
to
be
That's
interesting.
That's 1 point to Ian already.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Breathe light.
So it's Rocket Man by Elton John. Okay,
yeah.
So stop it.
It's not a bad one.
That's not a bad one. That's a good opening gambit. All right, turn it off now, please. Here's mine.
Thank you for the day.
Ooh.
Those endless days, those sacred days you gave me.
Me.
Thinking of the days.
Everybody. Here we go.
I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone.
So it's my days live from the To the Bone CD, or studio version of Leaving on a Jet Plane by Elton John. CJ, it's over to you, mate. Who gets that round?
It's really simple, that one. It's got to be you, Ian.
Thank you very much indeed. We go on.
Oh, come on. It's got to be. What? That was great.
Why? Hang on. Why are you saying come on? What's your problem?
Yours was absolute pony.
Excuse me?
We were all singing that, so therefore it wasn't.
Exactly.
Pony.
We go on to round two. We've still got our passes left. Here we go. Completely random. Here we go.
I want to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. I'm going to be your lover, baby. I want to be your man. Love you like no other.
It's the Beatles' I Want to Be Your Man, taken from Live at the BBC. Again, CJ, I noticed you were singing along there. That's got to be a good sign.
Oh, yes.
Jamie, let's hear yours.
Okay, right, here we go.
Okay.
You turn it up a little bit.
There we go. What is this rubbish?
It's Hot Chip.
Was this the theme tune to Knight Rider or something?
Yeah.
Theme tune to Shite Rider by the sound of it.
Oh, no, minus point there, I can't swear.
Sorry.
Sorry,
ref. Is that it? What was that song?
That's it.
What was that?
It's Over and Over by Hot Chip.
CJ?
Difficult one, this.
Go on.
Very difficult.
Call it as you see it, mate. Call it as you see it.
I'm kind of happy.
I'm happy to take this to the wire.
This is definitely for you, Ian, because that was Poppins.
So I won.
Yes, you did.
Bye, Jamie. Thanks for calling. Loser. what an idiot.
Enjoyed that.
CJ, I enjoyed that as well. Just to show you that what my next one was going to be. Love on the Rocks live.
Surprise.
Hey, listen to how he says Love on the Rocks. Listen to Giro, he said Love. Love on the Rocks. Rocks. Here we go.
Love on the Rocks.
Love on the Rocks. On the rocks. Both words have got great A's song. In them, apparently. Great song, great singer. It's a real sad tragedy about Neil Diamond. We're sorry to have lost you, Neil. And
I was actually looking to, do you know John Scatman?
I'm a scat man.
Yeah, his story's marvellous when you look at it.
What's his story?
Well, he started off life with a stutter. So he ended up writing that song, the Scat Man, to get over his stutter. And then suddenly it became this massive hit.
Apparently, the video of the Scat Man, that song, it looks like I'm in it, like skinny younger me. And I've seen it, and it does. I think it's that song. Go and watch the video, CJ, in your own time.
Yeah.
And you'll see me in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's just a great story, you know. And he did another song, and that one, not so well.
Yeah.
And, you know, his career slowly started going downhill.
He should do a tour with Louis Bega. Mambo number 5!
That would be an amazing tour, especially because he's dead, wouldn't it?
It would be. And the Afro Man.
The Afro Man.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Oh, him.
But have you seen the video of him punching a woman on stage?
No, I have not seen that.
Mate, it is the most... Christ. It's horrific, right? Google, YouTube, Afro Man punching a woman on stage. It is horrendous.
I might get a knock at the door if I do that.
I think he went to prison for it.
Well, good.
He knocks her flying.
Good.
Like, punch.
Blimey.
Anyway, CJ, what have you got?
I wanted to put Man on the Moon in the film list.
Yeah, I reckon about number 7.
Yeah, that I actually watched a film before I saw any Kaufman stuff, so that's why.
It got me into Kaufman.
Yeah, same.
On the DVD, there's some Kaufman Easter eggs on there.
No bloody way! I need to check that,
mate. There's a few Easter eggs on there. You got to like go off the menu and like a little thing will light up, and there's Kaufman.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, what's great, you know, when you know the taxi stuff, when they get Christopher Lloyd and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And well, Danny DeVito's already in it, but all the actual taxi cast playing themselves, it must have been somewhat to
Judge Judd Hirsch.
Yeah.
That lady, what's the name of that lady with the eyes? It's something like Sarah Louise Baker. Caitlin Moran Baker. Something like that. She's an incredible... I told someone the other day who I had a crush on, right? And they went, what? And I can't remember her name. Yes, I can. It's Catherine O'Hara. Do you know who Catherine O'Hara is?
That rings a bell, but I can't
place. She is the mum in Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
What a woman. Catherine O'Hara. What
was she in Beetlejuice?
I don't know. I haven't seen Beetlejuice since I was about 12. I don't really remember it.
Was she like a redhead?
She was like a redhead, yes.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes. Yes.
I'm sure she was in Beetlejuice as well.
Okay. Well, CJ, Man in the Moon is at number 7.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. We're compiling a list of the top 10 movies that you must of all time that you must see before you die. So far at number 7, we've got Man in the Moon. At number 4, we've got Enter the Dragon. Shawshank Redemption is off. And can people please stop tweeting me about Shawshank Redemption and texting me about it? Because it's off. It's not happening. Okay? 0344 499 1000. This is talk.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Let's go to Sean. Good evening, Sean.
Good evening, man. How are you?
I'm very well, Sean. What you got for us tonight, buddy?
A couple of things. So I listened to your Gary Glitter podcast.
Oh, yeah, nice one, man. Thank you.
That's all right, yeah. It was, it's one I know you mentioned for a little while, and I kept meaning to tune into it. The only link I have to him would be he's from the same town I'm from.
Where is he from? Is it like the southwest or something?
It's a town called Banbury near Oxford.
Oh, okay, right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so since, you know, growing up, he's always been associated with the town, you know, unfortunately, but, you know. But, yeah, I thought it was a really good piece of audio, and it was really interesting to see kind of how people, dealt's the right word, but how they sort of managed to keep a line between the music and what he had done, and how they just carried on going to, you know, these gigs and played his music and stuff, and, you know. Yeah, it was interesting.
Thank you, man. For those who missed it, me and Kath made a little documentary, an audio documentary about Gary Glitter. We put it out as an episode of The Rabbit Hole. So if you go to Acast or iTunes or your usual podcast provider and type in Rabbit Hole, Ian Lee, Gary Glitter, it will pop up. And it's about Gary Glitter fans, not Gary Glitter. But it's thank you, Sean. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was really cool. And then the other thing was, this is something you did ages ago, and I know it's on YouTube, and I keep meaning to watch it. Because it was really interesting as a self-confessed radio geek, as I told you before. Did this thing last year. Was it called Lights Out?
Oh, yeah. A nice little bit of pretentious performance art from me where I went and played the radio in the dark for an hour.
Oh, that looked awesome. Because I know it's on YouTube and I keep... Because I have these sort of quite a few days off at the moment coming up.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, I'm going to have a nice sort of dark room, put that YouTube clip on and see if I can kind of, you know, it's not the same as being there in the room, but see if I can sort of immerse myself in that sort of psychedelic radio.
Exactly, thing. That's it. It's a nice, is the audio up there, the hour-long audio? Did I put that up?
It's definitely been up there before because I've seen it. Right. I keep brushing past it, but I don't know if it's still there now.
If I put it up there, it's still up there. Yeah, so it's like the audio of it is just like a nice psychedelic, you're right, just flick through the radio of the world, you know, and it's a nice little mashup. I thought it was fun. It was a fun thing. People came, seemed to enjoy it. I might do another one at some point. It was fun.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that'd be cool if you did another one. I'll try and come along. And I was going to ask, like, what was your kind of like inspiration for that? Was it something that somebody else did similar, or?
Well, there was an inspiration for it. What was it? I don't think it was that anyone had done anything similar. Oh, I think we talked about. I think that me and Catherine had talked on air about doing. What was it? It was, where did the, do you know what? I can't remember. I think maybe we talked about doing the radio show in front of an audience, but in the dark. And then it kind of evolved into me playing a radio, something like that. But just being, have we seen something that had been done entirely in the dark? Do you know what, Sean? I can't remember. But then again, I don't really remember what I did yesterday. So I cannot answer that question, I'm afraid. Hey, if you're a radio geek, what else are you listening to at the moment?
So at the moment I sort of tend to listen to James on LBC.
Yep.
I think I told this before, but it's quite a while ago, because I told you that I read like the David Lloyd book and Colin Schindler's book and stuff. But at the moment, yeah, James. I dip into Ian Dell's show a little bit. Six Music is good.
Yeah. I miss, it would be nice if I wish there was another show like this. Do you know what I mean? Because I want to listen to this show, but I can't listen to this show because I hate the guy that presents it. But I would love to listen. I'd love to listen to this, like, you know, an angry bloke who's a borderline breakdown shouting at drunk callers.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, obviously, you know, because I'm 29, so I don't know if it was, were there shows in like the 70s and 80s that had this late night thing.
If you have you, you you've listened to The Human Zoo by Tommy Boyd, have you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know that. So no, I don't think there certainly wasn't anything I was listening to. I feel that I kind of followed Tommy Boyd for a bit, and then I kind of feel like in the last couple of years I've branched off into my own thing. But I don't know. So some people are saying online, oh, tonight's show is particularly good. And I don't think it is, because shows like this, where it's a little bit more performance art than like radio, because this is all a bit theatre. This is the show. It's like shows like tonight are the reason that I am a cult steady and not Dermot O'Leary, you know. And sometimes I'd like to be Dermot O'Leary because I'd like to have a huge audience instead of 65,000 people. I'd like to have a huge audience of a million. I'd like to have the money that Dermot's got. And I'd like, you know, it's like I can't stop being an idiot. When I was on Good Morning Britain today, someone said on air, hasn't it been hot? And I couldn't resist it. I looked at the camera and I just went, oh, it's so hot. Honestly, it's just too hot. And I did like 20 seconds of, oh, it's so hot. And I just thinking, oh, shut up, man. You know, stop. No, A, the Good Morning Britain audience aren't going to get the reference. And B, it's the reason you don't get much work is because you do stupid things like that. So yeah. I don't know. I wish I could toe the line a little bit more.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I think one of the quick things that just popped into my head on the radio thing, obviously at the moment, obviously, you know, it's very, a lot of stations are very sort of pro-Brexit, like LBC and you know, some of the shows on your station as well. But I'm just thinking, when the Brexit, you know, assuming we leave and Brexit happens and it's over, the 2 years after next year when we leave in March, do you think it's going to be the same for the next 2 years? But then maybe after 2 years after that, radio might change a little bit? Like,
in terms of talking about it, I think I can see, I can see another 5 or 10 years of Brexit phone-ins.
Oh,
it's
right,
the weirdest and dullest phenomenon that When was the referendum? 2 years ago. So we would have had a run-up of a year at least before the referendum. So far, yeah. We've had 3 years of Brexit. We've got another 2 years of Brexit phone-ins. So that's five. Yeah, that'll be 5 years of one topic dominating phone-ins at least. And then I reckon we'll have another 5 years of people talking about the impact of Brexit and how it's affecting us, and there'll be calls for a second referendum, and we told you it was going to be rubbish. Well, it's your fault. We could potentially have, Sean, 10 years of one topic of phone-in, and it is so boring, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, please stay on your show because we need you.
We'll see, man. We've never known this business. Hey, thanks for the kind words, Sean. Sean, it's nice to talk to you.
No worries. Take care.
Cheers, my dears. Ta-ta. I do think, honestly, we try and avoid the Brexit phone in the Trump. Sometimes you can't, but generally we do. And I always say, if people have got like a different angle that hasn't, an argument that hasn't been heard in the debate so far, you can call in about it. And it's kind of your show in that you lead the topics and stuff. And if you really wanted to phone in about Brexit, you could do. And I've talked about it a couple of times. But, there's going to be at least 5 years of one topic dominating phone-ins, like James O'Brien. I love James O'Brien, but most of his shows have been about Corbyn or Brexit, which is you know, and he does it brilliantly because he's a great presenter. Nick Abbott, Brexit for the last 3 years. Shows on this station, and you just think, man, what else is there to say? Anyway. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number if you want to give us a call. I tell you what, for the last 30 minutes of the show, why don't we chill out and we will take calls straight to air. Relax, Hayley. You don't need to answer the phones. We're going to take calls straight to air. This is the late night alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.